Thus I have heard.
At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, at the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the Paras Gandhas in their natural emptiness. And through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The Paras Gandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. That form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by the means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te Ata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
So, Kula Puji Tarse
迎来主之恩典所，主在来切中与我你我，每日家住之自亲，玛丽女士，独爱女姑，今年君子来的那么，天年大吉。萨吉塔尔斯云天轮座亚瑟图约库主查爱主当主你点的大路门色将被养了爱的红魔阿拉巴扎那爱的红魔阿拉巴扎那Zana aydi, zene kudi kiraba vesredi, daluti mu'min bayram seni, kaday tenci şunlu topayi, lucu pobena vatsaldu.Ajje sedi sa ajje, on benzare ke ayon, şecari kuyugi korve üsü, rüye de bori raba, şarayılı papo, nozan boli, nopalancı.Çaydamini rüdaylı pah Ayavdan ayavaşin Yönden dağlan çoğdu Damini day damini diyeta Rimbu çiğri o Pasamay dişin Dünyayı paymanı payılıdu Kolu rimboçe, nobu rimboçe, somo rimboçe, lumbu rimboçe, lambu rimboçe, acho rimboçe, mabu rimboçe, derçe boye pumba, gemay chen wama, luma.Ne duma edubuma ayna sema Tecama ayni ema edava Rimboçi edu çöle nambara gel Gense üzü ladamiyi Tecu püsün soba Matava meba Sanşi yedumuva Dedai tenje zawata Gübara cepe Bade lama adamba nanda Keba doya bade lama Şena yana ne deba Cimbi sunju sama Şüve yundu şena bi vay divu Tuzi dövi tündu şesu Şene canda zorlu Mayuru nage tada enyandı Semce damce la tuzi vay Cimbi goni çoda la duysu Yeah. Rena menda la gandaya daya
Chang'e Gombay Nyo Toboy
Bodhi chona mala chanjo bardo dane jausoche bhagi chenye nibe sona mangi jola penchire sanje drubarayisho chadan bodhi chona mala chanjo bardo dane jausoche bhagi chenye nibe sona mangi Jola pinchere sangye drubarayisho Soje chona malaye chanjo bardo dhani gyapsuche Dagi chunye nibe sonamangye Jola pinchere sangye drubarayisho
Jalan langsung dia ya, cuci yang berdoa, cuci sendiri, cuci sendiri juga berdoa untuk karir sendiri. Saya ini untuk tambah, tambah sih orang ini banyak karir cerita selalu sana. Masuk ke cuci siapa lah supaya pada cuci dia kahwin betul dah, tanji. Ini cuci dimbet aja sebola, cuci dimbet aja ini siapa sih betul anda lah ini sih orang ini banyak orang lah dah tambah tambah.
So generally, when there is a teaching when somebody give a teaching or when we listen to the teaching at that teaching session in the beginning, you know, why we recite Heart Sutra, because, you know, there might have some, you know, hindrances in this, in that occasion. So, you know, when we recite Heart Sutra, you know, in the truth of the, you know, power of the truth, you know, all those hindrances dissolve in the true nature of emptiness, so that, you know, there will be no any hindrances anymore. That's why, you know, usually, generally, they recite the Heart Sutra.
Tijilam also get pen and jambela sort of the any shirojin hot zeroches and anyone to children chuchin in jetty, shirokon combined overweights and a shirojin no zeroches and sort of jambela sort of where was.
So likewise, we do the same here, you know, first recite the Heart Sutra, then, you know, we recite the, you know, Manjushri prayer, begin with the supplication or the salutation to the Manjushri, because, you know, Manjushri is the, you know, emanation of all the Buddha's wisdom. So, you know, so that, you know, we will increase our wisdom, discrimination of the, you know, of the things and events to enhance. So then, after that, we do the mandala offering. So mandala offering this time would be requesting to give the teaching. So it is called the supplication or the requesting mandala offering. So in short, when we do the mandala offering, there at that time, what we are offering is we are offering our self, or the it says body, possession, and the merits of three times, you know, visualize in the form of mandala offering. So after the mandala offering, we are requesting or supplicating that kind, compassionate guru, I make this offering so, you know, you can give us teaching or the instructions.
Ani tindu ki mende piyo le dene pene lami shishin rabu jina. Ani da lama dene lama sekwe da kanga ye, ani sanje chozo mani hondo dede, ani kinlong jeba asik dede, kato le kinlong jeba waresa.
So because of this mandala offering, you know, request or supplication, it instigate the, you know, or the motivate the lama to teach. So then after that, you know, we recite the refuge, you know, Sanje Chodha here. So this refuge is, you know, why we recite this is to take refuge and, you know, listen to the teachings for the sake of all the sentient beings, so that practicing this teaching, I may, you know, attain without as quick as possible, so that that part is to set up our motivation.
So in
the translation, maybe you understand when the Lama who is giving the teaching, he or she will recite that because of giving this teaching, you know, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. And whoever listening, you know, they will say that, you know, because of listening this teacher, may I, this teaching, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So it mentioned clear when we recite this four lines. So why Rinpoche wanna talk about this is because, you know, if we know what we are doing, then at that time, well, we are reciting the, you know, the lines. At that time, at the same time, we can able to reflect on the meaning of what we are reciting. So it make a big difference. So, you know, if we used to, then, you know, no need to make effort, you know, it automatically comes at this time, you know, to generate a great awakened mind, or the body mind, but, you know, since we are not used to like that, so we have we will going to make some effort for a couple moments so that we can create, like that kind of motivation. Okay, we're going to begin. So, you know, when we summarize, then, you know, in order to practice, we have to know how to do it. So, in order to know, we need to listen or study. So because of this, you know, right now we are trying to study or trying to listen to the teaching with a sincere, good motivation
here.
So we all know this, you know, stages to the path of enlightenment. This is the commentary basis on the lamp for the path of Master Atisha. So as usual, you know, when Lama Tsongkhapa write this text, you know, or the commentary on the Atisha's path to lamp. It sum up in four chapters. So the four chapter we have finished the, you know, first chapter, which is showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that it is of noble origin, that is done.
So
we are on the second chapter, which is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. That means we, in order to practice, we need to know what kind of greatness or the what kind of qualities this teaching is. So in this second chapter, there are, you know, as mentioned here in page 46, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. Again, there are, how many chapters do you guys know? I forgot.
Four.
Four and what three? Four greatness and four qualities and three greatness or like that? It says four greatness and three. In Tibetan, it says churche means, you know, four characteristic and three greatness. So I don't know, in the translation, you guys got?
Qualities.
It says,
qualities.
Four qualities and three what? Greatness? So the second chapter, we over here in page 46, it says, knowing that all of the teaching are free of contradiction, coming to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice, easily finding the conqueror's intent, automatically refraining. From greatness wrongdoing. So among this, we did the two chapters that, you know, knowing that all of the teaching are free of contradiction, and coming to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice. These two we finish. We are still on the second chapter, coming to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
This one.
So we are on this second chapter. So if we really want to learn, then first we need to understand how to how to count or how to display the, you know, different chapters. So when you know how to display or count the chapter, then automatically, you know, in this knowing that all of the teachings are free of contradictions, such as like that, when you know this chapter, then you pretty much know all the contents. You will get understand almost all that contents. So that is the real traditional. So, you know, and easy to follow. So, you know, it is important, you know, to know how to display the chapter by chapter, like that.
Jeda na ngaso ki, ngone chone lari chemo ganja ngi so na lari chemo korolo ni jene ganja tu marwa sa da. Saji lo ni jene, ini saji ite katu te yinse tanda tundi jene, ni ganja tu tundi jene doa.
So, and when we are doing practice at that time, we cannot able to memorize all this Lamrim text. So, you know, when you know how to display or how to count the chapter, then, you know, it's very, convenient, or it is very useful when we meditate at that time. If you display the chapter and know the chapter, then you pretty much know whatever included in that chapter to meditate.
So
we go through the text now. So do you guys know where we are?
Page 50.
And where I am lost.
Ah.
Top of the page B. Okay, you got it. So we will read through the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
The Jensen Garrison, then a Taba the Tonsi Chiman doing it in Chinchilla, any Garrel, the Jiggy Totting, you talk casual to Sarasa, Sanja Mato Sutrilicio Mares.
So we go through in general only the scripture of the conquerors provide the means to achieve all temporary and ultimate benefit and happiness for those who desire liberation. For only the Buddha is free from all errors in teachings, what is to be adopted and what is to be cast aside.
Then the Sanjay Madhu Tanriki told Shiji Maloba Ting in the Meva Karichere says on a Sanjay Truba Kanga Pansare Tejana and Sanjay Madhu Meva Reyes.
So, because, as mentioned here, you know, Buddha is free from all error. So why, you know, the Buddha, is so mentioned here, because Buddha knows all the errors, and also Buddha have abandoned all the errors. So that is why, you know, only Buddha can give instruction that free of all the errors.
Tetan Jula Malas, any Jesus Shamango begin, Tanda the Yimbilongi Hijit, Jesus Shamango be soon drawn to us.
So, thus, the sublime continuum Uttara Tantra says, because.
Tata Nogudu ahead.
Nogudu.
Jula Malay, the Catalan, the Dendua. Kansi Jawa. Kansi jele cheke jiten den na yomi des mali deni chone chujin kinchin jichin jin min ba deshi chansu ni ji ja dode kanyi de min ju tu si 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 den yang tang chue la ni ne ba xie ban jo ro xie sung so as den ali te pati chilo hache den.
So because there is no one in this world more wise than the conquerors. No other who knows precisely with omniscience all phenomena of the world and the supreme reality. Do not disturb any of the collections of sutra set forth by the sage himself. By destroying the systems of the sage, you will harm the sacred teaching.
데메바 가르세나 이니 지텐데 유추기 말리바 이니 징에 이니 취제데 챙게데 이니 선제마도 미비 제세제레스.
So as mentioned here in Uttara Tantra, you know, Buddha is the only one in this world more wiser than the conqueror. Why he is like that? Because no other who know precisely with omniscience all phenomena of the world and the supreme reality. Because of that, he is the only one in this world more wise than the conquerors.
Alip tenda de boten deri de ji jin se ke 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 shin ma su ro ma li danga de cha we shi be danga gi cho de chi be danga cho de chi be ka re se so na so je gi so ba de danga gi cho re so wa ale ti ju je re la da.
So what that meant is that you know what that meant is over here, you know, the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice. So that is why, you know, all the Buddha's teachings are meant to practice, I guess.
Suro mali danga de chewe shibe danga sing de kare de selo so na de na ji ni ka dan do de ji de ren bo chen na ngam danga gi cho yin no as ale to mo te ko gur sala da.
So the first instruction for practice means, as we go through the text, therefore the word of the conqueror, the precious collection of sutra and tantras. So these sutras and tantras are the supreme instruction. Nevertheless, since students in this latter time will not discover the intent of those words by delving
to
So therefore, the word of the conquerors, the precious collection of sutras and tantras, are the supreme instruction. Nonetheless, since students in this latter time will not discover the intent of those words by delving into them on their own without depending on valid commentaries and the personal instruction of the excellent beings, the great trailblazers compose treatises and personal instructions that comment on their intended meaning. So why this tell Blazer composed treatises and the personal instruction? Because people like us, the beginners, cannot able to understand the clear meaning clear meaning of the sutra and tantras. So, they make commentaries on the sutras and tantras because we can able to understand unmistakably and clearly.
Ani sen papa tome ge ne sen zo men do yin zawa de ne rehe jo ge jin se gare re se so na ani mo su dija de so on bo de su ani jo ren ro bi ani jin se ne ani yin do le ka tun ju mo do de di jin se ne yin do yin de pa de jo wa re
se so why that those trailblazers, here says the great trailblazers like Nagarjuna and Asanga, they emphasizes, one emphasizes on the, middle way approach of the sutras and make a lot of commentaries. And, Asanga emphasizes on the sutras basis on the chitta mantra or the mind only school of thoughts, perspectives, and make many commentaries on that. Why they did this is because, in the latter, generation or the, latter times, people like us, don't have that kind of, intelligence that we can comprehend the word of the conquerors. So that is why, they make all those commentaries for us.
Ani tene tanda lama deja tsum mi sana me sana re konje ombo choro choro ro ne ti tanda ba ne ni pena jo ji shang chu lang ji de ma ze ti je la ni ma so ki ti tanda ngos je ni ni shang chu lang ji ren ba tsu ngos ki di ji ombo la te bi kon na ka sa so ro ma le dang a de cha yu jong ji ta ta song sha yu sa na
so then later on gradually the people's intelligence degenerated and and their mental disposition and so on are kind of degenerated. And then, the Atisha make at that, the root text, a lamp. And, Lama Tsongkhapa's time also it degenerated at the, intelligence of the people. And their understanding low, and like that, then Lama Tsongkhapa helps to make a detailed commentaries like that.
Jero mo jisung di pena menga se ne de danga se ne de ni kucho chunchu chil se je ma se ni chimi chi danga de menga se de jong chembo le de go se ne song do.
So like, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, instruction or of the practice, whatever the instructions, we should not look, from a very small text. We rather look from a really big texts like mentioned here in the sutras and the tantras.
Do ta lo winda ti shir menga no ba ta ba yina yun che mo na la ngi pa te wa shi go che es menga la chi ta jang jang os ka ta gun de che mo na ji de la ngi pa te mi ni ba ha de da da mi te bi yun mentebe landena ne ne towa shwa khona os de ba de chi ro chi da.
So we read through the text, therefore, for something to be a pure personal instruction, it must bestow certain knowledge of the classic texts, no matter how well you learn it. A personal instruction is only something to be cast aside. If it cannot bestow certain knowledge of the meaning of the Buddha's words and the great commentaries on their intent, or if it teaches a path incompatible with this. So like mentioned here, you know, when we try to practice on the instruction, then, you know, it helps us to enhance our knowledge into the, you know, a great text on the sutras and tantras. And also, you know, it gives us some kind of understanding or, you know, some degree of realization. Then, you know, we got the right instruction. Other than that, if, you know, how much we practice on that instruction, our mind getting more, you know, more wilder, and we cannot get the understanding of the sutras and tantra, you know, clear, and, you know, like that, then, you know, that instruction is not working or not, you know, right, so you gotta cast that instruction aside. So classic texts means, you know, not a big, you know, a text. Classic text means, you know, when you refer your understanding to the sutras or the commentary of those, you know, trailblazers or the Buddhas, then, you know, we can able to understand, you know, like that. So in this kind of time, there is a danger that, you know, this, you know, classic texts are not meant to practice. Some people understand like that, and they practice a very, you know, small, you know, instruction, so that is not right. So whatever you practice, you know, it make you, like mentioned here, it make your understanding broader when you see or read the, you know, classic text. So we read through the text now. There are those who conclude that any classic text should be considered only an explanation teaching, therefore lacking the key points for practice. They hold that there are separate personal instruction that teach the core meaning that are the heart of the practice. They then imagine that there are two separate forms of excellent teaching, a teaching that is explained to you and a teaching that you practice. Know that this attitude precludes, is it precludes, right. If pronounced like that? I don't know if I doesn't pronounce right, but you guys got the, you know, book. So if people who don't have the book, you know, you please, you know, you guys make it right so that who don't have the book can understand. Preclude the development of the great respect for the stainless sutras and the tantras, as well as the flawless treatises that comment on their intent. So then knowing, we read through again, continue, know also that you accumulate the karmic obstruction of abandoning the teaching when you see those classic texts as object of contempt and says those are merely for promoting one's superficial knowledge and eliminating other misconceptions. They do not teach the deep meaning. So how this accumulate the karmic obstruction of abandoning the teaching? So how this become karmic obstruction of abandoning the teaching is, like some people say that, you know, the many sutras, volume of sutras teaching are not meant to practice for me. And also the, you know, the commentaries on the, you know, middle way of by Nagarjuna's, all those commentaries are just for the debater monks in the monastery, not for me. So this is my practice, means just a small, you know, things you try to practice. If you do and hold the perspective like that, then, you know, it really accumulates the karmic obstruction of abandoning the teaching. So kind of looking down on those, you know, great teachings that, you know, those are just meant to explain, you know, or teach, not to practice. My practice is something like that, you know, have a small, you know, small text, and that's my practice. If you do like that, then, you know, then we accumulate this karmic obstruction of abandoning the teaching.
So
when we study this Lamrim, then you know we will know that you know the commentaries on the Bodhicittas by Nagarjunas, and as well as those you know volumes of sutra teachings and all those things, you know, then there is a place that we can understand when we practice Lamrim, then it really clearly indicates all those as the main practice or the core practice of the Lamrim practitioners. So in this way, you know, the we understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice. It included in there.
대다체디 당가세 가르레세소나 아니 선제게소나 대이 군데 만노 언제생이 강이바데 아니 당가세 이들 고고레스
So when we understand Lamrim, then you know we know what the you know instruction for practice means. When somebody say what is the instruction for practice for you, then we can able to say that instruction of practice is the you know the teaching of the sutras given by Buddhas and the commentaries made by all those Indian masters, and all these teachings are instruction for practice, then you can able to answer. So we take break here.
Dela yang amare de yang as rani ji lo xian ba la su bi jin se ji dang bi chu de jong de zang la de ne ye mi ni bi es dang bi bi ga la de ne de da la ge ba zi wo xia wa jiang de mi ga zu ge ba yin ji es jong qian wo le shi jia jue ba zang ma zong wo se duo le de ba de ji duo jin da
So we read through again, continue. Therefore, for those who desire liberations, the supreme and authentic instructions are indeed the classic texts. However, due to our limited intelligence and so forth, you may be unable to recognize those texts as the supreme instruction through depending on them alone.
Tata karere se sona. Ane nga chugi nyane che de de jung chemo to sre was. Ye da nga ta de jung chemo to sa nyane che ye ne nga lo ye ne pa ke ke yo ma res. Ye ne me wa yin sa de ge ne la mi so de da nga de da la de ne jung chemo to ye me ga de ji bi ji ge nga ro nyane che tu a ji je ge yin ce wa ji je ge yin sa lo gre ma to jung chemo to nga le pe to ye ma res be de yu sha ju ye ma res. Tata de
So like mentioned here that, you know, because of my limited intelligence, you know, meantime I cannot understand the, you know, instruction of the classic text. But, you know, pretty soon, you know, I will try to understand the instruction on those classic texts. So that kind of enthusiasm we need. So this whatever we read here is very true, because you know when we try to read the, you know, look at the commentaries of the Nagarjunas on the Middle Way like that, then if we cannot able to find any instruction that we can able to practice, and it is so hard to understand and so deep that, you know, we will get bored and we don't want to continue. We will immediately leave that aside. So like that, you know, the classic texts, those are the main instruction of my practice, but meantime I could not able to comprehend. So I will, because of the Lama's instruction and read many other texts, so that eventually I could understand or comprehend and practice the instruction on those classic texts, that kind of, will we need.
Depend on country, Jiris, and then a Shancho Lorin Chapoja, Nanaja, because of the don't you to be towering in the metal member to hear what was a lot.
So, how is that so? Because when we try to practice Lamrim, then, you know, the bodhicitta or the awakened mind is must.
So
I've said wrong. Not the, you know, awakened mind, but the, you know, view on emptiness is the key here. So, you know, the writings of the Nagarjuna reveals the, you know, clear instruction on the understanding of the emptiness. So it's nature that, you know, when you read the instruction on the, you know, on the topic of emptiness, then, you know, you will get more understanding and deeper understanding. Because of that, you know, you will get closer to have the understanding of emptiness.
The do you don't need to be Gabucheva, Cassi Gabucheva, Chichasona, and that's on the Gobolu to Sola Gabucheva.
So, in this way, you know, you will going to liking the understanding of emptiness. So, when you are liking that, then it's the nature that you will also going to liking the writing of Nagarjuna, because, you know, it reveals the, you know, a detailed explanation on the on the emptiness topic. So, because of that, you know, we will feel closer and liking the, you know, the which reveal the perfection sutras, those attacks.
Then again, then I shall choose ya, then a papa tome, ya pondin, tangi, omitawa, no yi, shall choose and a gobble cassette or something, then a papa tome, you tell a book, shall choose and you tell a page, you don't sell cabuche, ya, and this Sanjay, you soon be shall choose, you sent him a jolly, ya, gobuche, the co, larilla, then any, ya, jonchimo to sell a jubi, but the shoot at I, danga de your salada.
So same thing for the, you know, the bodhicitta too, you know, that, you know, when you like bodhicitta, you like to read the, you know, writings of Asanga and as well as the, you know, Buddha's teaching on bodhicitta. So, you know, so this... stages of the path to enlightenment, this Lamrim text, help us in this way.
So, so,
So in this way, you know, we when we hold a small practice as a small instruction as our practice, you know, even though, you know, it reveals, you know, to have the deeper understanding on that small instruction, we need the further, you know, understanding of emptiness and bodhicitta. So, you know, to have a deeper understanding on that, you know, we need to study the writings of Nagarjuna and Asankas and so on. So, you know, if from that small instruction, you know, if we don't make this happen, if it don't make this happen, then, you know, that small instruction is useless. You need to abandon that instruction. It won't do any good for our practice.
别的，就是讲那个，就是我们去考察完了，所，就是说，现在，我们在，就是我们去，我们到的现在高考部都考察的是，也许比较少了，因为，别的，我这边就，上届讲的，我们陆陆续续都是了，大，大学是，因为，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，你，
the Manjushri himself told to Lama Tsongkhapa that, you know, in the beginning, Lama Tsongkhapa have a real hard time understanding on the middle way. So, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa asked Manjushri that it is so, you know, hard to understand. So what could I do to understand more deeper and clear? So then Manjushri said, you got to go and look or study the, you know, classic texts like the writings of Nagarjuna and Buddha Balidas and so on. So then, you know, so then if you are understanding or the realization of emptiness doesn't match or doesn't seems like, you know, told in those texts, then that is not right. You need to abandon your understanding or the thoughts on middle way or emptiness. So the masters say that, you know, if you only read the, you know, those classic texts, then you cannot able to sum up your practice. So it is so vast and deep and hard to understand. So when you read or study Lamrim, then it will reveal everything and help you to guide on those classical texts. So we will go through the text again, and you know, then we will do some question answers. So continue. Thus, you must seek out personal instructions, thinking I will seek certain knowledge of those texts based on the personal instruction of an excellent being, but do not think the texts are without substances, since they merely promote a superficial knowledge and eliminate other misconceptions. Yet the personal instruction, since they reveal the deep meaning, are supreme. As the great yogi Changchub Rinchen said concerning instructions, complete mastery does not mean gaining ascertainments on a mere small volume that fits in the palm of one's hand. This means understanding all of the scripture as instruction for practice. So we need to have a real comprehensive understanding of our practice, you know, the master of the all the masters, you know, commentaries, that when we look, you know, it all appears as our instruction or practice.
And the George and Miloma and Gombarinche Lame Jansa. At the Shay Dangalas, they told you to Linga used to do the lobby Labes, Tajun, Tangi Danga to Guashi, Shonsu Batar, Gogo Bayinos.
Also, the great elders, student, Gomba Rinchen Lama said that he understand all the texts as instruction for practice. Are we here? I am kind of lost. Yes, what? Okay, instruction Gomba Rinchen Lama said that he understand all of the texts as instruction for practice by grinding to dust all wrong action of the body, speech and mind during one session of the meditation. On Atisha's instruction, you too must come to such an understanding. The precious teacher Dumtumba said that it is a mistake if after... So like mentioned here, you know, if our instruction also do the same thing, you know, like mentioned here, then you know we have the right instruction and our instruction is unmistaken. So, like this Lama, you know, our practice should do the same as like this Lama. So it sums up that, you know, by practicing this Lamrim, that all my body, speech and minds, you know, action are pacified, and you know, and all the instructions of the Buddhas and the great masters seems to understand as my as an instruction for me or for my practice. So we'll go through the text. The precious teacher Dumtumba said that it is a mistake if after studying many teachings, you feel a need to look elsewhere for how to practice the teaching. Thus, there are those who have studied many teachings for a long time, but do not know at all how to practice the teaching. When they wish to practice, they must look elsewhere. Their error is in not understanding what I have already explained. So what that meant is, you know, your study and your practice, if there is a big disparity, then there is an error.
So
So these errors happen, for many practitioners. Like there is a true story that, came from Kham to Tibet and study in the big monastery in Lhasa and study there for around 20 years for this study in these classic texts. And then later on, after he done his geshe, then he returned to his home in Kham, and over there he don't understand what to practice. Then he went to one Nyingma, tantric master or something like that, and he received some kind of, initiation or some kind of empowerment or some instruction, and then he start to practice that. So this kind of that kind of errors happen, for many people. So this would be that kind would be the big mistake and also disgrace toward the teaching of the Buddha and Buddha himself. So the master heard that kind of story, then they felt really kind of ashamed and really upset. And because of that incident, some of the Nyingma's tantric practitioner, means the householder practitioner, and they also get some kind of chance to say that those Gelugpa Gishes, they don't have a instruction to practice. They have they got only to debate and only to teach, but they have no anything to practice. So like that kind of saying happened too.
So
like that, is like just a story that one of Rinpoche's friend who has a center in California, and call him and they have a kind of chit-chat, and Rinpoche asked, "What you are doing there?" And he said, "Oh, I got a small group here and teaching, Lamrim. There is a one Nyingmapa Lamrim, and it is very, very, precise, elaborate, no lot of elaboration, but easy to understand. So that is why I am teaching this Lamrim to the people." And Rinpoche told, "You heard that kind of, did you hear that kind of stories that some of the Nyingmapas, that household practitioner used to say that Gelugpa don't have a, things to practice, they only have things to teach, he just teased him.
Yeah.
So
Rinpoche didn't meant that, you know, the, you know, a kind of looking down on those things or criticizing the Nyingmapa practice like that. But what he meant is we already have our Lamrim, our practice, and when you cannot understand that and you go to another one and, you know, you think that is instruction for you, not, you know, what you got, you leave aside what you got, and it's very wrong. So, like mentioned here, you know, at the same like mentioned here, so, you know, like this kind of things happen for many.
Pena ngasoro pena dasagi gehi khepa chimbo shuwe ji ni pena shangchul lane chimbo ye jin da shangchul lane chimbo le jinda sewa du sen ma chi pa lo di te chi kar chi chen so so kale jo mu do yin ji chi chen na ani so so nyan le ja mu tung te chi chen chen ko hye go se yo ma hi lo chu ro asla da.
So it is same like that, you know, somebody stay in great monastery for 20 years and study a lot, and then later on, you know, he don't understand the instruction of the Lamrim, and then he stepped down to another practice that he think it is easier and understand, and like that, then he leave what he got that side, and that thing is a great error. So that is why he teased him.
Pena ngatsu di lanri chamu dela pena gelu bagi sen pena hengol kechi junu yamar sala di no na tawa dela ngomu lu duye tawa dan ani pena papa thome de tese ki somata ji de jese shuji ji yong chong che ani mo che wa kadam bela ma chogi yong chu tang shan ju chi ma do gelu be hengol so de chi de pige dela gaba jo son che yamar sala.
So this Lamrim is we are not really, you know, biased on the Gelugpa school of thought. But, you know, this is very, very, you know, good text, you know. You don't need any, look for any another instruction or another things to practice besides this Lamrim. So this is basis on the Buddha's teaching, as we may go through earlier, and also basis on the commentaries of the masters of the, you know, Nalendas, the Nagarjunas, and Asangas, and Atishas, and so on.
The big Jumpidachi socially here, you get Yanti, Taji, Tasaki, Hitan, Kujojin, and Rodonia, Sosaki Panda, the Testing War.
So, in this, you got such a, you know, nice, teaching here, and you leave that teaching aside, and you go for a small instruction on a small corner. You found a little instruction that is easy to understand, and you step down. That means kind of not right.
And
also, you know, as His Holiness the Dalai Lama mentioned all the time, we need to be familiar with all the schools of thought of the Tibetan Buddhism, you know, is a Nyingma Sakya Gelu, whatever, you know, you need to have a, you know, familiar with those things. But when you teach or when you practice, you know, you do according to your, you know, your tradition or whatever you have learned and study, you know, you teach or practice on that basis is same as important as getting familiar with another school of thoughts too.
Yang koro getu tenre ye pena nga chi pena nga la pena nga do chi ye chano sing nga la chi ni ma ye kezo na mi shin lu do chi song ro chi se lo ayina ni te yang ye tenre ye mi se ko ma la nga kezo na mi shin lu chang ro chi se shin lu jin de chang so yo wa tenre chan ni ga ja kha kha ro ya shin ye le so na
And also, you know, not only that, you know, also if some people came to him, came to Rinpoche and asked that, you know, for a Nyingmapa practice, such as, you know, the Kunsan Lame Shelung, then, you know, Rinpoche will gladly will teach that Nyingmapa instruction or the Nyingmapa text that, you know, he will able to, and he can, and he will, and also he got the, you know, transmission of that text from His Holiness Dalai Lama. So he will gladly to do that. But when you do it, don't mix up everything together. You know, when you teach Nyingmapa text, you gotta go, you know, authentically, clearly. According to that text, and don't mix everything together.
Tendo do do jin suro ma li dang de chawa singe de ni ji pa su yi ta pa de ni nyang le de se ke che de ma re la da ju chim bu de tin de ni ye ni dang a ji na yin ji mi ji ku so so ni nyang le le ja go re su ma re ma do bi ji de na pe sha ni ka ga che ro ni nyang le che shu ke che de ra a yin ji ma re se la da de yo lo yi che ba che bu ro
so all the instruction should appear as our practice. That doesn't mean that you gotta practice all the teachings. You know, not like that. But you know, when you try to practice, you know, then it will make you able you to understanding deeper on the, you know, on the whole teaching of the Buddha, then it is the, you know, right instruction.
Pena na so yichan zan pena tisu tani chila kasi ngazu karini ba jana hashang mara hashang ki tao tenglo bebe jung po te kasi chichi nenda chiyer se gudwa pena tisu dabo jing so na ko jung chemi gumba do meten yin ngazu ki ko nyane chaya re se yachiyo ma ko yang sanje ki gumba tahare se nenda tenglo pe yin si gudwa se.
So like, you know, we went earlier that Chinese, you know, Hashang or the abbot, you know, it is said that, you know, he wrote many volumes of texts. So, you know, we cannot able to say that is right, that is wrong, because, you know, he thinks he is revealing the intent of the Buddha. But, you know, if his writing doesn't complement with the writings of the Nagarjunas and Asangas and so on, then, you know, that is not our instruction or your instruction.
Kanje do din kanje lori chemu de la thosang chesu na kanje kari chane jue chi chagu arsa da longa tongba tongje chi hengi chi chagu arsa.
So either way, you know, if we familiar and we have a good understanding of this Lamrim, then we will have the, you know, understanding on the framework of the Buddha's teaching. So no chance, time for the, you know, question answers. So next time, bring more questions. It will leave a bigger, longer time. So we dedicate, and as mentioned here, that right now I don't have a, you know, ability to understand all the instructions, things as my for my instruction. So, you know, I will work harder, and, you know, eventually I will make that all the those classic texts, and like mentioned there, will appear as my instruction. And in order to happen that, you know, I will dedicate whatever merit I have earned at this time, and also make the supplication or the, you know, prayers to the Buddhas. Sabe ge wa de ten dan do wa kun la ka de ta ke bara je zo lo sa ta ba ye ten be ni bo ri tu se che ne sho Jo je me do tamar ravali shi ninde gemba adi Sange shindu mite piwayi Drogu namda ashila chupara sho Niye lama da deme chuge pela Sada lamge yönde rabzo ne doje change go banyo to boşu Guru rena medala kamani ataya emi Bele sonye ne kadaraya ba kanji zabaydi Lomye mariya ki don dova aykın Namdre gevi vambu da gördü Hemaysı be tsirava kunduya Jambi yenge zeveci sonye Emberin bay kunsa alamcı eço Yeni rübe genay geçe şo Rangi cişi tombe alamcı ele Şurda zeve tanve tavkeci Döve yige mübay selçeni Yave tembay yürin zingyoce Den barici çok yema çaban Kavcan yan baray gübe çok deni Nici için büyü ravay köpayı Pendi tete sevay çepay şu Seci gavi mecu tili ele Ledru çancı olam gerim bekan Hadi namcı yılay peteşi Gevet zeparin duykun gülü
che lang sa dru be ge je du je je ge je se je me da me me ko sarva kun do ja ve na pa ye nam da lam da de wa man ju ro che Kanze te ba cholai chu 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 Si shin dung la zun ba te ye se Tu de nam ge da du cho je chi Da shi gya zu chu gun kyam gyu ro chi Jitsenamira Chere se wan ten zin ya so yi Shabe se de pardo ten juro chi Ke ba da en kundu sambo te yan te shende Pe da kundi je so da lobo chire Ge wa de da tam je rabdu omo Yusumu shibi gyawa tamjiki Mowa kalai chudu nabadi Nagi gewe tsawa dikunkya Sambu chuchi rabdu nguvarayki